I wasn't going to guess Thomas. That was not the middle name I was thinking, Matthew. Thomas Bear. Thank you for that. It's 63 right now in downtown Indianapolis. Light rain expected to be sunny later on today. A high of 79. That temperature is brought to you by the American Standard Cooling Weather Center of 93 WIBC. News 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins filling in. I might be having some technical issues. Not exactly sure how to fix those. On my end, I'm seeing something similar to what I was seeing before, but let me know if I'm making it any better. But we'll see. We'll work our best through this. I think this is interesting in the world of a fight going on in a school yet again, somewhere here in the country. And it just makes no sense to me that so many of these fights are going on at schools. But right now, what we have is we have in California at Glendale Unified School District. This happened yesterday. The cops actually were involved. They eventually said that they thought of this as a an illegal version of an assembly. They had to start arresting some people. A bunch of parents and people got in a fight outside. All of it is surrounding LGBTQ+. All of it is surrounding whether or not parents and teachers can agree on what should or shouldn't be taught to children in classrooms. Here's a little bit of audio on it. Oh, okay, hold on. I'm going to try to fix that again too now. Sorry about that. Let's get this going right here. Is my microphone improved? Has that been fixed live on the air? Yeah. Okay, all right. Let's get to this audio, see if this plays this time.
June being declared Pride Month, I think that it's very important, especially as a teacher, that we not only pass this resolution, but we also implement comprehensive LGBTQ plus IA education for students.
One second here.
The district should establish supportive programs and resources for students, staff, and families regarding the LGBTQ plus IA plus issues. There should be ongoing staff training for employees of the district, teachers, and staff.
Yeah, and we should do a whole lot more. I'm sure I probably overfixed it now, actually. I think I figured out what my challenge was. Technical doing stuff on the radio. Sorry about this. But yes, Craig Collins filling in, Tony Katz, the morning news, playing audio from Glendale School District. The big challenge to me and a big thing I talk about a lot whenever I do radio stuff is how confusing it is that so many of these conversations seem to need to go through children, not just LGBTQ. But we've had a lot of conversations in the last few years where you have teachers and parents eventually at odds because for some reason these issues, these disagreements of adults have to be thrust upon kids, have to be had through kids. Someone somewhere feels as though the only people that you can possibly talk to about the things you disagree with other adults on are children. And that's obviously bad. This is obviously very bad, but more so than that, in California, it ended up being an all-out brawl, an all-out fight outside of the school, as essentially what was happening was parents were making their position known, at least a group of parents was making their position known, and members of the school, members of the teachers and whatnot were basically saying, we don't care. We're going to do things differently. It doesn't matter to you or it doesn't matter to us what you're saying. We can't get to a place where this becomes a thing. And I know I'm preaching, hopefully, to a lot of people who easily agree with this, because I think a lot of people easily agree with this. And I don't even have kids, so it's sometimes hard for me to contemplate or understand exactly the way in which you'd feel so protective of your child and not understand how we've gotten to where we are. But here's something else I wanted to say, and it's somewhat connected to this. So the What is a Woman documentary has been talked about a lot on social media. It wound up being completely free via Twitter. If you haven't seen it before, it's out there. Elon Musk tweeted, a bunch of people put it all over social media. And you can still, I think it was supposed to only be available for a weekend, but you can still watch it. I think it's very, very well done. I think what's most interesting about it, and this is something that I found out after watching the documentary myself, and I certainly don't think it's hateful, which is what people were saying well over a year ago when they were saying this is why it couldn't be output anywhere. You couldn't, share it. You couldn't watch it. You shouldn't go buy it from the Daily Wire, which is a conservative organization. But the most interesting thing to me, And this is something that I've read now a couple places. Matt Walsh is the guy who created it. They had to trick people that they talked to into that documentary into thinking that the conversation was going to be an agreement and not a disagreement version of a conversation. And many of the people who are part of that documentary, the educators, the medical professionals, all the people that it seems that Matt Walsh is at odds with when he says, what is a woman? And people can't seem to answer the question somehow. They would not have agreed to the conversation if they knew that it was going to be a disagreement. And that is profoundly valuable to me and how it relates to this Glendale school and the way in which you see parents fighting outside of a school because what's going on inside the classroom or inside the building debating what's likely to be taught in the classroom is so disconnected, is so unwilling to be, you know, to hear out two different sides of a conversation that it's just amazing. And so again, the What is a Woman documentary, I highly recommend you watch it, no matter what you wind up thinking of it. Agree with it, disagree with it, doesn't matter. People should be capable of consuming something, watching something, hearing something that they may not totally agree with or may not totally disagree with. The requirement, the standard shouldn't be agreement or else, which is what woke society and all those things are that people complain about all the time. But it was fascinating to me that educators, representatives for LGBTQ, or I guess the trans community, as far as that documentary is concerned, would have refused to talk to someone if they understood that that person didn't agree with them. How flawed, how bad we've gotten, or how bad those conversations have gotten for some in our society. A quick break, a lot more. Sorry for the technical issues. Craig Collins filling in. Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC.